I'm Marco Werman with The World. Hurricane Matthew is impacting the presidential race. Today, the Trump campaign scrapped a planned fundraiser in Florida that was to feature the candidate's daughter, Ivanka, and the Clinton campaign pulled some ads that were due to air in Florida over the next few days. Voters in Florida are not focused on politics right now as the storm approaches. We'll have more on Hurricane Matthew and the damage it's already caused in Haiti in just a few minutes. One of the big issues this election, and perhaps every election, is immigration, and we've heard from many sides on the immigration debate here on the show. Today, we're going to hear from people who rely heavily on immigrant labor, American farmers. The World's Jason Margolis has our story from North Carolina.
And this is a story you've probably heard before. In fact, you may have heard nearly this exact same story. I spoke with North Carolina sweet potato farmer Johnny Barnes 9 years ago about the U.S. immigration system. He was facing a challenge many farmers were facing. Perhaps 75% of farm workers in the U.S. were here illegally.
You know, we've got to deal with this in a realistic manner. We need the workers. The workers are only here because they're needed, because they want to work. And I get so sick and tired of people saying, well, they're not paying taxes. They're not pulling their weight. Every one of our employees, whether they're legal or illegal, I don't know which are legal and which are illegal, they pay their taxes. We take it out of their check every week. They're paying their way.
Back then, Barnes said he was relying mostly on Mexican workers, 650 during the harvest, because he couldn't get Americans to pick his crops.
They've got other opportunities, better conditions to work in. They don't want to work bent over, sweating in 90-degree temperatures out here in the field anymore.
Barnes was fed up because Congress narrowly failed to pass an immigration reform bill under President George W. Bush in 2006. In 2014, the same thing happened on President Obama's watch. I returned to Barnes's farm a few days ago and asked how he was feeling about things now.
Oh, we're very frustrated. We've been waiting a long time for something to be done as far as immigration reform.
Barnes seemed, simply put, deflated.
Well, it's just a lot of the candidates are demagoguing the issue. They're smart people. They know better. They know a lot of things are not going to happen if we don't have the workers here to do it. But they have found a whipping boy, and they're playing it up, and or they're trying to legalize everybody so they can vote for them.
Barnes relies heavily on what's called the H-2A visa. It allows him to temporarily bring foreign workers to his farm to hand-pick his sweet potatoes. First, he has to advertise locally for Americans, though. If he can't find enough, and he never does, he turns to Mexico.
I mean, it cost me $1,000 per person to get them here for all the visas, the costs and all, and they have to turn around and go right back. I mean, it's very expensive, it's very bureaucratic.
And if Barnes's workers show up a few weeks late, his crops can die on the vine. I hear this from farmer after farmer criticizing the H-2A visa program. So does Edward Alden at the Council on Foreign Relations.
The biggest problem for the farmers is the annual requirement that they demonstrate that they have gone out and tried to hire American workers for these jobs and failed to do so. So they feel like they have to go through this charade every year.
Then, having done that, farm owners need to recruit a largely new workforce each season. Alden doesn't see any prospect of relief coming from Washington anytime soon. That's been doubly frustrating for farmers because their problems seem so solvable.
There's a bill that's been introduced in the Congress over the last decade called the Ag Jobs Program, which has the support of the farmers, has support of the unions representing farm workers. It would pass easily through the Congress.
Ag jobs would address labor shortages, protect workers' rights, and offer a path to legal status for the undocumented farm workers. But here's the problem: politics. Ag jobs has been bundled into larger immigration bills. If ag jobs were to pass on its own, there would be even less chance of passing the more contentious elements of immigration reform.
Jason, I compared it, I probably told you 9 years ago, the same thing. It's like a three-legged stool.
That's Larry Wooten, president of the North Carolina Farm Bureau. We also met nearly a decade ago and had a very similar conversation. He says the first leg of the stool is border security.
We all agree on that. You know, Democrats, Republicans, liberals, we all know who's in the country. We all have border security.
The second leg is better work visas.
Not only for our agricultural workers, but also for our high-tech folks. This idea, particularly in agriculture, of these folks are coming taking American jobs in agriculture, that's horse feathers.
So two sturdy legs of the stool. But here's why the stool ultimately topples over.
Where we run in the ditch on this issue of immigration, where we just – it's what do you do with the 18, 12, 20 million undocumented folks that are here?
Nobody knows exactly how many undocumented people are in the U.S., but it's generally agreed that it's around 11 or 12 million. Back on his farm, Johnny Barnes said it's high time to repair the third leg of the stool.
We can't round all 11 or 12 million of them up and ship them back to Mexico. I mean, it'd be a civil war. I mean, you look at the families that have been created. A lot of these workers, they've bought property. They own their own home. They own cars. You know, they're paying their taxes. They're part of our social fabric now, and we've got to recognize that.
By the way, that was Barnes speaking nearly a decade ago. For The World, Jason Margolis, Spring Hope, North Carolina.